Wrestling has more than one royal family.
The Dummies of Wrestling podcast is here. WrestleMania time. Why I was not a fan of WrestleMania 40. That is the title of this episode. And it's the most clickbaity shit I've ever done. But I'm not lying. The reason is, we'll get into it in a second. I'm your host, Tim. Welcome to Dummies of Wrestling. First and foremost, before I say anything more, I want to apologize right now. I have come down with the flu. You can probably tell it in my voice. Apologies for being sick. But, yeah, nothing I can do, and this show needed to come out because it's WrestleMania 40, and I needed to speak my mind. So if you hear me coughing, if you hear me sniffling or anything like that, I apologize, but just know I am sick. But I do find it funny that WrestleMania 40 is done, Cody wins the title, and the very next day I fall ill. Coincidence? No. No, absolutely not. More of a conspiracy. Let me get my Jesse the Body Ventura out here and say, you know, McMahon, we've got a conspiracy on our hands. Cody Rhodes, your world champion, is a warlock. I've debunked it. It's out there now. He's a male witch. He used his powers to win the title and then make every person who has said something negative about him fall ill. And if you've listened to me before, then you know I've said a number of negative things about your new Universal Champion. So, Cody, I'm on to you. Anyway, welcome to the Dummies of Wrestling podcast. We're going to talk everything WrestleMania 40. I'm going to try and smash this as quick as I can because I feel like absolute shit. But, so once again, apologies again. But we do have the prediction results that I'll be talking about at the end of this episode. But we need to talk about Mania 40 because I was not a fan of it. Now, that's not to say that I didn't like the show. I did. I thought it was well produced. I thought it was well put together. The matches were in the order they should have been. Not everything, but for the most part, the matches went the way we expected them to. The problem I have, and this is just a me problem. This is no one else's problem. It's just a me problem. I didn't like anyone that won, except for Rhea Ripley. And we're talking titles, I mean. The main titles. The Intercontinental title. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I was against Sami taking that championship off Gunther. I thought Gunther was doing a fantastic job with that title, and I don't think Sami was the right guy to give it to. I really don't. He's held that championship multiple times, and it just wasn't believable to me. And I guess I get it that there's people out there that were cheering Sami on, and everyone's happy for him, and I am too. I'm happy for him, but I still don't believe he was the right guy to take it. When that happened, when Gunther lost, I was pissed off. I was annoyed. But then I thought, oh, well, I'm pretty sure Drew is winning the next day. At least I got that to look forward to. And Drew did win. And I was ecstatic. I'm like, this was fucking great. Drew deserved it. He's been doing the best work of his career. Quite honestly, him and the CM Punk shit was unreal. And then Damian Priest cashed in. And I don't want to sound negative here. I don't, but I don't really see Damian Priest as world champion material yet. I still think he has time to grow. This was Drew's time, and I get it. Triple H is in charge. We were reminded of that many times this whole pay-per-view. And the thing about Triple H, if you ever watch the old gold and black and gold NXT, Triple H knows how to write stories. Long-term booking. It's what he does best. So there is story here for Drew. And I'm going to let it play out. I'm not going to sit here and whinge, but I was annoyed that Drew didn't get his flowers. Then we get on to the big one, the main event, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. And everyone I speak to, everyone I listen to, every podcast I listen to, everyone I've spoken to, I've heard from, is ecstatic for Cody Rhodes. And really happy for Cody Rhodes and saying to me, wasn't it such an amazing, amazing moment? No, it wasn't. Not for me. Not for me, it was not an amazing moment. We all knew Cody was winning. There was not one person on the scorecard that put Roman Reigns' name down. Everyone had Cody winning. We all predicted it, we all knew it. Even myself, I knew he was going to win. We'll get into the match as a whole later, but let's just talk about Cody's win right now. Cody's win, I understand that it was meant to happen. It was the right thing to happen per storyline and per characters and all that stuff. I understand that. But I am never in my entire life going to be a fan of Cody Rhodes. It's just not going to happen. I cannot stand him. If you've listened to this show before, you know my exact feelings of Cody Rhodes. I can't stand him. I think, to me, he's nothing more than a mid-carder. And that's just my opinion. This is my opinion. My wife asked me while the match was happening, why do you hate Cody so much? And I listed down reasons. Some of these reasons are I hate his theme song, even though I just played it at the start of the show, and it's the new intro to this show. I hate myself, but I said whoever's champion, that's the theme for this show. But yeah, I hate myself for having to play his theme music. I hate his attire. It's just America. I hate his hair. I hate his logo. His fucking logo, man. I don't understand why it's cool. It's just a skull with fucking butterfly wings in the background. It looks dumb. It's stupid. His gimmick, the American... sorry, people. The American Nightmare gimmick. What's nightmarish about him? I get it. It's a play on his dad's fucking American Dream gimmick, but I don't like it at all. His tattoo, and this is coming from someone who also has a neck tattoo, I do, but it's just disgusting because of the logo. I hate his moveset, which is just a fucking copy of his dad and his brother's movesets, put with some splice moves that he's done here and there. I hate, absolutely hate his finisher. His finisher is probably the weakest move ever. It's the weakest finisher ever. He has to do it 3 or 4 times to actually make an impact. It's stupid. It's not like the stunner. It's not like the spear. It's a stupid, ridiculous finishing move that doesn't do any damage. I hate his daughter's name. His daughter's name's Liberty, and I hate that. It's just like, shut up. You're so fucking pure. Shut up. I hate his dog. His dog's name's Pharaoh, and it's just such a clean and pure dog. Everything about him just screams, I'm pure. I'm a good boy. I drink milk with my dinner. I hate the fucking... It sounds like fucking 10 things I hate about you, but there is no sad crying where I realize that I do love him at the end of this. I absolutely hate Cody Rhodes. I hate the way he cries about everything. I hate how much of a bitch he is. And if you watch Raw this week, Raw after Mania, he and The Rock had a title exchange where The Rock asked to hold his title. Why? Cody, why would you give the guy that's been talking shit about your family, that has cut you open, why would you do what he says and give him your title? It's because you're nothing more than a bitch. Cody is nothing more than a bitch. And I've seen the videos. I've seen the videos of kids watching WrestleMania where Cody wins and them breaking down and crying and thinking it's the greatest moment ever. And who the fuck am I to take that away from them? I'm nobody. This is just my opinion. So if you're out there going, Cody deserved this moment and I fucking loved it, then awesome. That is great. I so heartily wish that I felt the exact same as you. But the fact of the matter is that when he got the 1-2-3, I was sitting there watching my TV with not a frown, not a smile, just deadpan, just like, yep, exactly what everyone thought. And then after it, there's like 20 minutes left of the whole show. And I thought, okay, something must be happening. Maybe we get an MJF. Maybe someone comes out. Maybe this is where Stone Cold comes out. Something. No. It was just 20 minutes of sucking Cody Rhodes' dick. Like, and everyone's cheering this. Like, oh, it's such a magical moment. Fuck off. I don't need 20 minutes of people, like, congratulating him. I had to go to bed, but I stayed watching that 20 minutes because I thought something was going to happen. Fuck me. Look, to everyone out there that loved it, absolutely loved it. Awesome. I'm happy for you. Congratulations to Cody, whatever that may mean. But to me, I don't care. And I'll say this, I 100% guarantee this. In a year's time, maybe even 6 months' time, we are going to revolt. You guys are going to revolt against Cody. Because Cody's now the newest Hulk Hogan. He's the newest Rock. He's the newest John Cena. He's the newest Roman Reigns. And you look at all those people. At the time, it was fucking great. But they got stale quickly. And the same thing's going to happen to Cody Rhodes, and we're going to be bored of him having the title or winning the title. Think of Charlotte Flair. It's the same thing. We're going to be sick of Cody. And the more times he cuts a promo where he starts to cry about his dad, people are going to realize that this is awkward, this is annoying, stop fucking crying all the time. Go back to when you were a kid watching wrestling. Stone Cold was the guy. Did he ever come out and go, I couldn't have done it without you? No. Stone Cold got angry and stunned people. This new face of the company is embarrassing. To me, this is my opinion. I understand it's my opinion. But this is the way I feel. We'll still be watching, don't get me wrong, but every time Cody comes out, I'm just going to continue to roll my eyes and wonder why everyone loves this guy. So, with that being said, what do you want to talk about? That's another reason why I hate Cody Rhodes. His stupid catchphrase is dumb. It's stupid. All right, let's get into it. Let me clear my throat here. Apologies. I needed some lubricant. It's going to happen a bit. But WrestleMania 40, gone, done, and dusted. We start off day one with a video package of Meek Mill. Who the fuck is Meek Mill? I do not understand New Age rap. This mumblecore rap. Oh, we'll get into it later in the Usos match. But I don't understand this New Age rap. It's weird to me. All these weird people. I don't know. Anyway, the stage is cool. It looks very similar to every other Mania, but, yeah, it's alright. Triple H comes out. That's the first thing we get, and I'm like, I'm here for it. And he says, welcome to a new time, a new era. I want you to remember those words, a new time and a new era, because we'll get into that in the final match. We start off with Rhea versus Becky for the Women's World Championship. And Becky comes out looking weird. She's married to Seth, so it makes sense. Rhea comes out with Motionless in White, which is my wife's favorite band, and she was fucking over the moon. But I do have to mention that their audio was really rough. Their audio was so off. And it's not the band's fault, it's the PR, it's the dude in charge of the volume and the levels and everything, and he didn't do a good job. So to anyone out there saying, oh, Motionless and White was shit, nah, it wasn't their fault. try to learn something about how live music is projected onto stage, okay? It's different, it's difficult. So this was good, this was a decent match. It didn't blow me away like I expected it to. That's the only thing. I still gave it a 3 stars, but I did feel kind of underwhelmed with it. But Rhea won. This was the right decision. Rhea needed to win to establish herself as one of the biggest, or if not the biggest name in the women's division. So, well done to Becky. Apparently she was sick. Much like myself. And if she's feeling anything like I'm feeling, kudos to her for going out there and doing that. That's awesome. Next up, we got the tag titles in a ladder match, and pretty deadly, cut a promo that was absolute cringe. Holy shit, that was awkward. But everyone has different entrances. DIY come cosplaying as DX, which I thought was cool. There were some really cool moments in this, but the one thing that I wish they explained more is that the belts will be hanging from two different things. I just assumed that they'd all be hanging on the one thing. As soon as I saw the two belts hanging, I was like, okay, we're splitting the titles. Cool. Because for me and most of the people who filled out the scorecard, we only put one winner down. For those other people that were smarter and put down two people's names, well done, because you got 2 points if they won. And I believe only one person did, and that was Elsie. So Elsie, congratulations on picking both winners here. But we got up A-Town Down Under as new SmackDown champs. I was all for this, because obviously Grayson Waller being from my home country and my home city, this was a great moment. My voice is fucking doing testy pops. This is crazy. And then we got R-Truth and The Miz doing their thing. R-Truth was great. Finally, a WrestleMania moment for him. I thought this match was more entertaining, so I gave it 3.5 stars. LWO versus Dirty Dom and Santos. This match didn't go anywhere near what I predicted. It was a good match, though. Lucha style is a style I love, and this didn't disappoint, but it's not a match I'd be rushing back to, especially the ending when you have 6'6" luchadors who turn out to be football players. I don't know American football. I don't know these players, so thank Christ for Michael Cole explaining who they are. Philadelphia Eagle players. Cool. All right, random. I honestly expected a Carlito heel turn here, but we didn't get that, but there is always SmackDown. 3 stars for this. Then the next one is, in my opinion, the worst match of the WrestleMania card from Night 1 and Night 2. Jay and Jimmy Uso fight it out, brother versus brother. This match, I'm sorry, man, this match was horrible. But before the match, we get Samantha Irvine saying, please welcome to the stage the greatest rapper of all time. And I'm thinking, oh, fuck. Eminem? Ice Cube? Who's coming out? Lil Wayne, which was with one of the... Actually, no. It is probably the worst WrestleMania performance of all time. This was fucking horrible. He rapped for about 30 seconds... And I don't know what happened, if they just cut to, like, the Usos' music or what happened, but it was awkward, it was horrible. I don't know much of Lil Wayne, I know of him, but I don't listen to his music. He's one of these new age rappers that I don't care about because their music just sounds like... You can't... I'm going to sound like such a grandpa right now. I could not understand a single word he was saying. And holy shit, I sound like fucking, when I was, I sound like people would yell at me for listening to heavy metal music, but anyway, at least heavy metal has some, like, groove to it. But this match was fucking horrible. Jey Uso comes out with Lil Wayne, but poor Jimmy gets no entrance. This match was just a fucking AEW match. That's all it was. Just super kicks. That's the entirety of this match. Just super kick, super kick, super kick. It felt like I was watching the Young Bucks again. I get this AEW bullshit out. Like, you know, there was that match on AEW, Eddie Kingston versus some New Japan dude, and all they did the entire match was chop each other. And I'm like, this isn't entertaining. I don't understand why people think this is entertaining. Just chopping each other back and forth. It's boring. I get that it hurts, but the entire match? Fuck off. This is why, to me, AEW, I'm not watching anymore, because to me, their matches are kind of boring. Anyway, this was a waste of time. They tried to fill in this villain hero storyline where Jimmy was saying, I'm sorry. I thought that was cool, but then they went straight back to super kicks. This is one of the worst matches I've seen. I would rather watch Goldberg versus Undertaker than this again. This is a 0.5 stars. Half a star, man, half a star. Six women tag, Jade Cargill's team versus the Kabuki Warriors team. This was as predictable as can be. 2 stars. Intercontinental Championship. So straight up, I honestly thought Gunther was winning. No one on the scorecard predicted Sammy to win. No one. And when we got the intro for Sammy hugging his wife and his child, then going to see Chad Gable, then going to see Kevin Owens, I was like, oh, fuck. They're giving him the strap, aren't they? And they did. It was a great match. I was very invested in the story, but I just not a fan of the ending. I'm sorry. Gunther's reign ended at 666 days, the devil's number. And this is Sam Roberts, who is a talk show radio host over in America. You would see him sometimes in the pre-show panels and things like that. He brought up a really good point months ago, and it's something that I really wanted them to do. So come SummerSlam, if Roman was still holding the title, come SummerSlam, he would have beaten Hogan's record, right? After SummerSlam, Roman would have beaten Hogan's record. If both guys, Gunther and Roman Reigns, still had their championship, that could have been the SummerSlam main event. Gunther with his Intercontinental Championship versus Roman Reigns with his Universal Championship. And you could have had one of them has to lose. One of these streaks is going to break. But if Gunther beats Roman, not only does he get his championship taken off him, but he also falls short of beating that Hogan record. I thought that was awesome. I thought that would have been a great story, but they didn't go that way. Instead, they decided to give it to fucking Sami Zayn, the guy that looks like an absolute bum. Not my words. Imperium said it on Raw, so I thought it was funny. I gave this a 3.5 star, and it could have been a 4 star, but I just didn't like the ending. This is just my opinion, sorry. Alright, onto the main event for night one. We've got the dumb shits, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus the Bloodline. Seth Rollins comes out wearing probably the most ridiculous gear he's ever worn. And then night two, Seth goes, hold my beer. Jesus, we'll get to that. Rock's entrance was amazing. So good. Roman comes out. Roman looks jacked. Man, holy shit. Roman looked unreal. This was a great match. Awesome match. The Rock still has it. And for his age and the amount of times he's been away from the ring, he killed it. He killed it on this night. I really liked this match. The Rock ends it with a rock bottom and the people's elbow to Cody, which I thought was amazing. And The Rock dictating the rules to the ref. made the story so believable. Obviously, The Rev wasn't counting, but there was a reason why, because The Rock said he would fire him. That was unreal. This is a 4.5 stars, this match here. I loved it. Let's get to day two, baby. And I'm sorry I'm not really elaborating on these matches. My voice is actually, my throat is hurting every time I talk, but I wanted you guys to get an episode. So I'm doing this for you. Day two. We started off with Stephanie McMahon. Does this mean she's back? I wonder if this is just an appearance or if she's going to be back, which I would like to see more of Stephanie because... Anyway, World Championship, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Drew gets a special entrance and steals from Roddy Piper. Seth's entrance is hands down the worst entrance in WrestleMania. So this WrestleMania has already had the worst musical performance and the worst entrance for me. And Triple H said it's the best WrestleMania of all time. I disagree. I disagree. Just saying. The match, the bell rings and Drew hits a Claymore straight away. I was like, holy fuck, are we going to get Sheamus and Daniel Bryan again? Is that what we're going for? This match was so good. So hard-hitting. It needed to be that way. Seth was buggered from the night before. And Drew was just hitting it. Just bang, bang, bang. After one after the other. I love this match. This was really, really great. But, and I said here in my notes, in all capitals, thank fuck it's over. Meaning Seth's title reign. Done with that guy. Awesome match. Quick to the point, and Drew McIntyre definitely deserving. Out comes Damian Priest. We all know what happens. I've said my piece on it. Whatever. I do believe that Drew is going to be champion before the end of the year. We have Clash at the Castle coming up later on this year. And I think that's where Drew gets his championship back. And goes on to SummerSlam to face CM Punk. That's what I'd be doing if I was booking this match. Or booking this year. Whatever. Street fight. The street fight between the Pride and the Final Testament. This one was a lot more fun than I expected. First up, we have Snoop Dogg coming out for some reason to do commentary. Who? Let's just talk about it now, because Snoop Dogg did not shut the fuck up, but in the best way possible. He was hilarious in this. I love Snoop Dogg. It was so good. And how dare WWE have Snoop Dogg yet call Lil Wayne the greatest rapper? Like, wow. Wow. Really? Okay. So, Bubba Ray Dudley is the referee for some reason. And I predicted, surprise appearance, I had the Dudleys. And I only got one correct. I got one Dudley. So you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm taking 1.5 points for that. Because at least I got one Dudley. I'll take 1.5 points. Come on. Gotta be fair. Yeah, this match was a lot of fun. The table breaks when Cross sat on it was hilarious. This was like a bad movie that is so bad it's good. You can laugh at. Kind of like Jaws of Revenge, you know? I gave this 3 stars because I had fun watching it. Next match, we've got LA Knight versus AJ Styles. And before the match, LA comes out in his Slim Jim car and gives the keys to some woman in the crowd. And she, her face was fucking hilarious. She had no idea what was happening. She's like, huh? Huh, Sonny? What do you say? It was hilarious. And then some other dude with the Slim Jim starts deep-throating the Slim Jim. Just anarchy happening. AJ said he was going to change his music. Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. Give me a second. AJ Styles did say that he was going to change his music. And he did. And oh god, it's horrible. His new music's horrible. This was a really good match. for a Raw or a SmackDown. I didn't get a WrestleMania feel out of this match. I thought it was a good main event for SmackDown. And that's all I really got out of it. I love both these guys, but it was a little hard to get invested in this match when it wasn't really a main event caliber match. I give it a 3 stars. It literally is a forgettable match, in my opinion. US Championship, Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. We all saw the entrances. This was the good thing about WrestleMania this year, is we got so many more entrances. The last few Manias, the entrances were all CGI shit. This year, we actually get some good entrances. So, well done, Triple H, on that. The best entrance was Kevin Owens coming out in the golf cart and then reversing the golf cart to pick up Randy Orton. I thought that was gold. That was funny. That was great. And then watching Kevin and Orton interact in this match was the highlight of it. Fucking unreal. We have Logan Paul's prime bottle with someone in it, and it turns out to be, I don't know who that was. Some guy called Speed. I don't know. Apparently he's a YouTube guy as well. I have no idea who it was. I was expecting someone bigger, like a Jake Paul or someone like that. I'm sure the kids know who he is. I don't watch YouTube for that shit, but yeah, whatever. This was a fun match. It really proves that Kevin Owens can mesh with anyone. Kevin Owens and Randy Orton are both on master levels in professional wrestling, where they can really mesh with anyone and do and make anyone look great. So that's what this match was. We all had Logan Paul retaining. We all did. So I gave this match 4 stars. The Women's Championship. I can't remember what they're actually called. Is it the Universal Women's Championship or the World Heavyweight Women's Championship? Bayley versus Io. You know what I'm saying. And Bayley comes out to an Egyptian entrance that was kind of weird. And no one really seemed to care about it. And this match, I'm not going to lie, this match started off pretty slow. I found myself not really caring so at the start, but then it picked up. And at the end of the match, I can say this was a decent, really good match. I had fun with it, but it was really slow at the start. And maybe it was just because I had to watch this event after a 10-hour day at work. So maybe I was just tired. But I don't know. I was feeling like it was dragging a bit. It did pick up at the end, though. So, well done. I give this 3.5 stars. And then we get to the main event, the Universal Championship. And they show some images of Cody throughout his ages. And they show a picture with Cody and the Young Bucks. They show him with Omega and Chris Jericho. And I'm like, good on you, WWE, for showing where he came from. That's cool. Cody comes out with Brandy, and Brandy's probably the best thing about Cody Rhodes, as long as she keeps her mouth shut. She's pretty. And Cody comes out doing his best Triple H impression. Comes out with a fucking, like, 3D printed skull mask. That looks stupid. I'm sorry, it looks stupid. You cannot tell me that the skull mask that he came out wearing looked cool, because it looks dumb. It looked like they've got a fucking 6-year-old to 3D print it. Anyway, Roman comes out, and he gets kind of a mediocre entrance. How many times do we have to see, like, a choir sing someone to the ring? It's an overdone thing now. I feel like everyone's had that fucking entrance. So, whatever. Look, not taken away, but disregard the ending here. I will say that this match was fucking unreal. I had an absolute blast watching this match, because there was still a little bit of hope in me that Roman was winning. I was pretty certain Cody was, but I was like, come on, just fuck over the fans one more time. Let's do it. It'd be funny. But they didn't. They decided not to be funny this time. And this, I hoped, going in, I hoped that this match was just absolute anarchy. And that's exactly what I got. So I'm really thankful about that. We get 7 Interferences. 7. Jimmy and Jey Uso. Solo Sikoa. John Cena. The Rock. Seth Rollins. And of course, The Undertaker at the end. It was absolutely mayhem. I wonder why it wasn't Stone Cold. Because it was all set up to be Austin. There must have been something that happened. Maybe Austin couldn't make it in the end. Maybe he got injured. Maybe, like, who knows? Who knows why he couldn't do it? But I feel it would have been better if it was Austin. Either way, it was great seeing The Undertaker. This match was great all around. And what I said at the start of this episode, where Triple H said it's time for a new era. This match here went through so many different stories, and if you really look deep into it, it has so many things of long-term booking. A new era, and this match had all the previous eras in it, going back from when The Undertaker was starting in the early 90s, and then going on to The Rock with the Attitude Era, then going on to John Cena in the new era, then Seth Rollins with The Shield, all the way up to this new era with Roman, and now being taken over by Cody. I love that. I thought that was great. The only missing thing is it would have been cool if we had Hogan or something. But I love that. And then you've got Roman and Seth. Now, if you don't know this little part here, where Seth is dressed up in the Shield, Roman lost his greatest accomplishment because he saw Seth in a Shield gear. Now, if you remember correctly, Seth Rollins turned on the Shield by basically stabbing them in the back with a steel chair. And it shows here that Roman never got over that. He chose to hit Seth, who was already down, instead of Cody. And if he decided to choose Cody, he'd still be champion. But because he couldn't get over the fact that Seth stab them in the back. This is just absolute long-term storytelling. That was unreal. That was great. So all in all, man, the match for me was a 6 stars. I loved the match. I thought it was fantastic. But the decision at the end and then the moment afterwards, I could care less. I really could. I'm sorry. It's my opinions. You know how I feel about Cody, but here we are in the Cody era. So that's Mania for me. Mania wasn't the best Mania. As much as Triple H is telling everyone it is, for me, it wasn't. It really wasn't. So now we get down to the end of the episode where I talk about the prediction results. And if you have no idea what the prediction results are, well, then we've got a little game that we like to play here on the Dummies of Wrestling. It's just predictions. Every pay-per-view, we put our predictions down. I present a scorecard with questions. Everyone fills it out, and at the end, I score all the points, and whoever's the winner is the champion, the Dummies of Wrestling champion, which is held at the moment by Zach Davis, my younger brother. So, we have 9. This is a fatal 9-way. 9 participants here for WrestleMania. Thank you, everyone, because it was a big scorecard. It was a really big scorecard. I didn't count how many questions, but there were a lot. And then when you added the if you get it wrong, it's minus questions, all that, it was a tough scorecard. Everyone seemed to do really well, almost. So we'll start at the bottom with the lowest of the low. Coming in last with a total of 20, Paul Lindsay. Paul, you did great. I like what you're doing. You're trying to be different and not pick the same, but it's not really working for you. Coming in next with a score of 30, we have Alan Chacha. Alan, well done, but 30. Coming in next, we've got a two-way tie with a score of 31. Don Anelli and Jordy Van Vuklis. Good try, guys. Good try, but no succession here. Next up, with a score of 35, we have Zach Davis, the champion here. Now, there is only way Zach can still hold on to that title, and that's if there is a tie. If there's a tie, then the title is still around Zach's waist. So, Zach, you better be hoping for a tie. I know the answer, but you gotta wait. Coming in next with a score of 38, Elsie. Well done, Elsie. Coming in last minute. She was going real... Elsie, you were going really well. And then something happened, and you didn't go well. All right, so there's three of us left. Myself, Robert Hungy, and Scott Crawford. Isn't this interesting, guys? All right, so coming in next with a score of 41, Rob Hungy. Rob Hungy, you've been eliminated, coming in third. It's down to me and Scott, the leaders. I'm not going to say any more because you know what I'm talking about. Scott had a score of 45. I, on the other hand, had a score of 44.5. Which means we do have a new champion. His name is Scott Crawford. Hey, here's the thing, Scott, right? I had the Dudleys picked down as a surprise appearance. Now, there's only two Dudleys. I could have easily, just easily said, oh, that's half a point. Oh, sorry, half a five is 2.5 points. I could have done that, but I thought, nah, it's not right. I'll give myself 1.5 points. And I screwed myself out of half a point. Half a point. You beat me by half a point, Scott. Be happy. Be proud of yourself. Okay? But I am coming for you. I am coming for you. You got close. But next time you won't be laughing. And Zach Davis, the old champion. I want you to listen close, Zachary Davis. I want you to listen real close. Put your ears up against the car speaker. You are nothing more than a transitional champion. You will forever go through life knowing that you are nothing more. Sorry, my fucking voice. You are nothing more than a number two. You will forever be a number two because Big Brother is always going to be your number one. So I'm glad you had fun with your little championship, but your reign is done. It's done. It's going to be done for a while, man. I'm sorry, because I need to take that belt off Scott. And you know what happens when I get the title. I hold it for months on and months end. So what can I say? Anyway, guys, Scott, well done. You are champion yet again. Zach, you're number two. And everyone else, thank you so much for playing, as always. We have two pay-per-views in May, so probably won't hear me until then. I'm going to peek behind the curtain here. I'm going to let you guys peek behind the curtain. This was meant to be the last Wrestling for Dummies show this year. I told the Mushroom this. I'm like, I think the wrestling show is done. It's just really hard to get a chance to record, and then I've got to edit, and then I've got to put it out, and then I've got to promote it. It's a ball of things. To anyone out there doing a podcast, you know what it's like. And the views or the listens or the downloads that this show is getting is really nothing. But I had a kind of... What do you call it? An opening, an awakening. I had an awakening when I realized it doesn't matter about the downloads. It matters about, are we having fun here? And I think that as long as you guys listen to it and interact with this, and if there's only 10 of us doing it, that's all that matters. We're still having fun. We're still doing the scorecard. And my wife said when I was filling out the scorecard, she goes, fuck, you go to a lot of trouble doing this stuff. Because I'll even post a picture. Let me see, actually. I got to double check that I still got the picture. I can post a picture of the scorecard and how long it takes. But she's like, it's really cool that you do this. And I'm like, it makes it more fun watching this show and doing the scorecard, seeing what everyone else picked and seeing if we got it right. It makes it a lot more fun. So I just want to say thank you to those guys, to you guys out there for doing this with me. But the show's not going anywhere. We're going to continue in a new era. But much love to everyone out there. I need to leave. I'm sorry that this is a shorter show, especially for WrestleMania. But I need to go have a shot of whiskey and go to bed because I feel like absolute balls. But on to the next time. We'll have fun then. So that's it for us. I'm not going to do the Bray Wyatt dip because I don't think my throat can do it. But thank you guys again, and we'll catch you on the next show. Dip.